What's up, bro? Little breakfast of champions?
The breakfast of champions.
Breakfast of champions.
Breakfast of champions.
Oh, sweet.
We are the champions?
Champions. All of them.
And speaking of champions, friends.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Introducing.
Peak physical champions.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
All right, I'm already falling apart here. I was supposed to have everything ready like 10 minutes ago, and I'm running. Shut up! Anyway, still a great show for you. First off, good morning. How you doing? Hey, thanks for joining me. It's going to be a great day, and for you, I doubt it for me. All right, first, big news regarding the debate yesterday. Exclusive in-studio debate here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. We've got the overnight Facebook analytic numbers. Massive, massive views. More than 9,000, and that's not even in the first 24 hours yet. More than 9,000 Facebook views. Thank you. Oh, hold on a second. Let me just give an audience applause. Wait a minute, wrong one. Wait a minute. Let me do this. Okay. Hold on. Now, why isn't that playing? Oh, I know. There we go. Thank you. Let's try that again. Here we go. Thank you. The show's going off the rails already. All right, so incredible show for you today. Again, thank you for the incredible number of views, more than 9,000. They keep growing and growing and growing and growing. Special thanks to former State Senator Frank Hoagland and State Rep Ron Ferguson. They're both in here. They're both gentlemen. They both did a great job. All the kudos to them, even though I don't know what a kudo is. I think it's some sort of large antelope in Africa, but I'm not sure. All right, very special guest for you. Carly Ditbar is here with us live by phone. Carly, I'm sorry, what was that noise, Carly? What was that noise? What did I just hear? What was that noise?
I don't know. I'm in my house. You're liable to hear dogs barking before long.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Anyway, so Carly Ditmar, for those who don't know, is one of our citizen journalists here in Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. We call her the Fearless Fulton Flash because she is all over the place. She is from Fulton, but she is all over the place covering all sorts of stuff in Wheeling, stuff that the local media, the useless local media, won't even touch. So we wanted her to come back on in studio, but because of the road conditions and all that, and she's very frail. All her bones keep breaking. Any bones break since the last time we spoke, Carly?
Yeah, I gotta add the back.
This does not surprise me at all. I'm literally afraid to hug her because I mean I do care about her greatly, but I'm afraid to hug her because I'm afraid I would be breaking more bones.
Everything else is steel. You're okay.
Anyway, so thank you again for joining us. We appreciate it, and try to keep your dog quiet. I don't know what it is about. When I talk to women, and they've got their dogs barking in the background, it's just like, shut them. Buy a muzzle, for God's sake. Anyway, so the reason I asked to come back on today, and thank you again for your time. I appreciate it, is this post that you had regarding the more homeless, the more money in Wheeling. And I thought the listeners need to hear this, and also on Facebook as well, all our Facebook friends. Hi, how you doing? You can see the Facebook live stream, although Carly is not here in studio, so all you get to do is see me struggling and failing miserably.
I missed that too. I missed that. It's very entertaining.
Well, you're very kind. But the only time it's entertaining is when you are here in studio and you're flirting with me, you shameless little hussy. Anyway, so tell me.
Now keep that a secret.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be our secret, you little vixen, you. All right. So tell me about this post here, which was really intriguing. People need to understand what kind of racket this is that these homeless advocates. They're in the business of managing homelessness, not solving the problem. Go ahead.
Well, I go to city council, and we're all happy that, you know, the camp's closed now. And I had sent to each one of the city council members a breakdown of what each one of these that you hear the most about in Wheeling, the money that these people are sitting on. It's like the Greater Wheeling Coalition for the Homeless. They have let's see here. 314 went to lease, roughly 160 went to other. Now you tell me what other is. Okay. Then it has a breakdown of their salary, but they are literally sitting net assets on $1.93 million.
What?
Remember, this is, yes, $1.93. Now, every day when you open up Facebook, you get this organization, oh, the Light Hub. Oh, could you still donate? You know, we're full house, it's winter. And then you get the High Valley Mutual Aid. Could you please donate? The soup kitchen. I'm thinking, isn't this all for the homeless? I have a breakdown of each one of these, their salaries, how much they have in net assets. And they're still asking the public. And then what blew my circuit, I go to city council. They're using those CBDG funds again. And they're going to give them some more grant money.
Oh, let's hear the breakdown. Let's hear the breakdown. The first number was the $1.9 million. Was that the Greater Wheeling Coalition?
That was the Greater Wheeling Coalition for the Homeless.
$1.9 million?
They took in $1,560,144. Yeah.
They're sitting. Now, they're sitting on that money.
This $1,652,140 was paid to the executive director.
Wait a minute. What did you just say? How much money was paid to the executive director?
$1,652,140.
No, there's no Carly. There's no way that was paid to the executive director. Not $1 million.
Total employees cost $1.4 million.
Okay, well, that's total
roughly.
That's total employees.
63% of the total expenditures went to employee costs.
All right, that's more like it. That is an amazing number. How many homeless do they claim that we have here in the Wheeling area these days? A couple hundred, maybe?
They kept saying 70-something. Well, I haven't seen any more. As a matter of fact, there were U-Hauls down there when the outdoor camp closed. But no matter what you saw leaving, they never stopped with that 72 number.
Yeah.
So I really couldn't tell you. They haven't given any numbers now, but they are letting everybody stay in. I heard on the scanner last night, check and see if they've been banned because they're throwing them out because they're being disruptive. Well, I guess right now, if they're banned because of misbehavior, they're still letting them come in because of the cold.
More, almost $2 million they're sitting on for a handful of homeless people. This is insane. This is absolutely insane.
That's just one organization.
All right, let's hear the next one.
Okay, Catholic Charity. $7.14 million in net assets.
$243,000
was spent on travel. Office supplies, $650,000.
$250,000 they spent on travel?
Yeah. Well, what about the Homeless Coalition that I just read you? What does other mean? They've got other, they've got travel. I mean, nobody ever wants to break. And then you got the soup kitchen.
What about the soup kitchen?
$2.22 million in net assets. 13 employees. Three of them from the same family.
What a racket. My God, what a racket.
And here you go again, over half. This is 53.612 employee salaries. There's over half again.
Well, yeah, we keep telling people, I keep telling my listeners, I'm the only one in the media who's doing this because everyone else in the media, they're just, you know, they're just, you know, stenographers pretending to be reporters. I'm the only one telling people that the racket here, the deal is that these are great jobs for people who will not solve the problem. They talk about managing it, but never solving the problem, because the moment you solve the problem,
the idea,
all the jobs go away because you don't need them anymore.
The more people that they have, and that's why when you go into the light club, you sign a sheet of paper. Now, the first woman that got fired, I did not witness this, but I heard that people were signing and they weren't even there. They were just putting down names. Yeah. I did witness them signing and going back outside. I did see that with my own eyes. And I said, why is this? They said the more people on that list, the more money they get.
Absolutely. Yeah, no question about it. And have you ever seen or heard anyone from the city overseeing this, monitoring this to make sure that we don't have the fraudsters here like they have with the fraudster Somalis in Minnesota?
Well, you know, I've been fighting with one in particular for 3 years now.
Ben?
And everything that's coming out of his mouth is verbatim what I said 3 years ago. And Connie Kane, she's jumped on board now. They're finally realizing, you know, there's something not right here.
Yep.
We're constantly seeing more money go in, but you don't see anything change in the camp except the conditions getting worse and more people. Now, do you know what that is called? And I got this from Dr. Norman Wood.
What?
He said, watch the movie, The Body Brokers.
Okay, and what's it
Wheeling
called?
Wheeling has become a body broker. The more people, the more money.
It's a new growth industry in Wheeling.
Now, it's just like the illegals. That and the illegals had been nothing but a big, it's a crime ring.
Yep.
And I said, you know, there's only so far you can dig your grave before you're going to be able to, you know, not talk yourself out of it anymore. Because I've sent you everything. They told me they all read it. I get up there to speak. I have one last sentence to read. And, of course, oh, your 3 minutes are up. Well, I gave them heck afterwards. I said, you know, I'm doing all your work for you, and you don't even want the people to know what's going on around here.
That's why I have you on here on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local so everybody can hear the fearless Fulton Flash, a citizen journalist who's telling the public what they need to know about what kind of racket this is with the homeless industry, the millions of dollars they have with all of these different organizations for essentially a handful of homeless people. Let's say it's 100. Let's just say the number 100 because it's easy for radio. And you've got these companies,
right.
these nonprofits, what a great name, or these organizations that have literally millions of dollars and yet can never quite figure out how to solve the problem, just manage it. Millions of dollars and jobs and jobs and jobs. I keep telling people this, just I'm pulling back the curtain. Open your eyes. That's all this is. Name one organization that claims that it is solving the homeless problem. None of them talk about solving it because then they're out of business. It's unbelievable.
That's exactly right. And this is why the West Virginia has a proposed bill where they are going to have to start to be responsible. How many people have recovered? How many people have jobs? And I guess it's going to be a mandatory 60 to 100 days in jail, or not in jail. They will first arrest them, then they'll get 60 to 100 days if a family member, a friend, or someone will say this person is a harm to themselves or others.
Yep.
No, and they're all a harm to themselves when they're sleeping outside.
Right.
I took a picture of a woman sleeping outside, only to show the point that she was 10 feet away from the indoor homeless camp.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. More with our very special guest here, the fearless Fulton Flash, Carly Dittmar herself. And Carly, when we come back, let's start talking about the numbers that you have regarding the director's salaries and all that, like Becky's and some of the others as well. The numbers are just mind-boggling, and you would never know it by looking at the local media, the newspapers, TV stations, blogs and all that. They never tell you what kind of annual salaries these people are making, as supposedly being advocates for the homeless. So get your numbers ready, and we'll talk with you more about that after this very short break. Again, thank you to everyone for making yesterday's debate a massive hit. More than 9,000 views on Facebook, and that's in fewer than 24 hours. Thank you.